Welcome to Meditation Moments, and God bless you. The place where we find the guidance of the Lord is in the secret place of prayer. And we've called your attention a number of times to Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thine inner chamber, and having shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall recompense thee. We've talked about the place of prayer being a place of solace and strength and a source of victory over temptation, but it's also a place where God gives you his leading, where he tells you what turn of the road to take, what path he wants you to trod. It's where he tells you just what he wants you to do. When Jesus called his disciples to him and gave them their first public teaching in the Sermon on the Mount, he gave them to understand that prayer was a vital part of the new kingdom that he had come to set up, and that we must have a solitary place where we can be alone with God, some fixed spot where we can meet him daily. There he promises to meet us. This secret place alone with God is called the inner chamber. It can be anywhere, but it must be a quiet time alone with God. Someone wrote some time ago, prayer seems such drudgery to me. Oh, I can't see how that can be when it's so comforting and made so attractive by the very presence of God. God's in the place of prayer and so filled with his love. It's love that awaits you there, no matter how weak and sinful you've been, or how hard your heart, or how little faith. This is his invitation to you, telling you that he's waiting for you in the secret place of prayer. Oh, if you could just make that your thought as you come. He waits for me. He pities and loves me. It's not what I bring to him, but he waits to give me as my Father. That's what counts. It's my Father, the infinite and everlasting God, that wants to meet me there in prayer, to shut the door and pray to him in secret. Oh, how marvelous. So Jesus taught his disciples that this is where he would be found, that he waited for them there. Oh, I would say that you can count that one a fool who thinks they can stand against the temptations of today or get the leading of God for what he wants them to do without seeking his help in this secret place. You know, the world tempts, and the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life come against you with such force, and the only way you can overcome is by God's help, through the victory of faith in the shed blood of Calvary. For there Jesus Christ overcame the enemy, and all power in heaven and on earth was given into his hands. And only through that power can we overcome the temptations of Satan. It's only by the sacrificing Spirit of God that has come down upon us in the secret place of prayer that we can, as God's word says, have power over all the power of the enemy. It's there in the secret place that the Lord becomes a wall of fire around us, and we're able to resist temptation. And it is there that we're able to find exactly God's pattern for our day or for our life. Oh, you can't confront your fierce adversary alone. God's word says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against him. But you have to be in touch with the Spirit of God before you can confront such an adversary. You get that touch in the secret place of prayer where his Spirit empowers you. Someone has said the temptations of life are just too great. Well, but too great for whom? We've asked many times. Of course they're too great for you, but not for the God who waits for you to strengthen you in your time of need. It's only by his help that anyone can resist temptation. You are never supposed to resist it alone. Oh, that's why you need to get in touch with God so much, because you can't have the victory in yourself. God gave his Son to die in our stead for our sin. Not only that, but to give us victory over sin. God says, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Of course you can't stand against the temptations alone. There's never been one who could. And this help is found in prayer fellowship with God in the secret chamber of prayer. The strength of the enemy of your soul and it is so strong that you can't think to go out into the world and stand against him and the pressures of all satanic powers of this atom age. In human strength, well, that's impossible. Human wisdom, impossible. Oh, you're going to be disappointed and utterly defeated tragically if you try. Only God's power can do this. Why go so illy equipped when God offers in love just what you need? Why choose a human when you can have the divine? Why struggle in the natural when you can have the supernatural? It was never in God's plan that you should do otherwise. Then look to him for strength. Look to him for his leading, for him to pilot you and help you. Jesus said, without me ye can do nothing. Therefore, he points us towards God-given strength, and we're helpless without it. That's why the secret place of prayer is so important, because there you get equipped and put on the armor of God to stand in the battle. Oh, God bless you. The arm of flesh will fail you, my friend. You dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor. And God's word said that he, the King of glory, who reigns eternally, shall empower you by his own power. Remember, he's still on the throne. He never forsakes his own. Prayer changes things.